Jesuit Refugee Services Malta has expressed grave concern about the return of 27 Somali asylum seekers rescued last weekend from a vessel in distress returned to Libya. Jesuit Father Joseph Kasser, GRS Malta director, told us why attempts to limit the number of irregular arrivals should never be at the cost of human rights.
The people we are talking about formed part of a larger group of 55 Somalis. These people were on board a dinghy that was in the Mediterranean Sea on the way to Europe. The boat began to take in water sometime, maybe a couple of days after they had left. This was Saturday. They radioed for help, and a rescue operation was put in place. A Maltese patrol boat arrived during the operation, but simultaneously, the details are not very clear, there also arrived at the same time a Libyan vessel. The migrants who made it to Malta told us that there was some confusion because initially they thought it would be a Libyan boat and that they would be heading for Italy if they boarded that particular vessel. When they realized that the vessel would take them back to Libya, it was too late and there was nothing to be done. Now, our concern arises from the scarce details about the rescue situation. In this particular instance, we question how 27 people arbitrarily, from what we can conclude, were assigned to a different vessel, not to the Maltese vessel, and therefore did not make it to Europe, which would have been their destination, but they ended up in Libya again. Now, our concern with Libya lies because of many and consistent reports which we have from migrants who claim to be mistreated, beaten, women raped or otherwise when they are in Libya, and particularly in Libyan detention centers. So the situation continues to be of great concern to us as JRS on account of the people we accompany, as well as to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, the UNHCR.